Hey yo, hey yo, this your boy CG over at Homage Hip Hop Portrait, brought to you by NWT Entertainment. And you know what it is, we like to put appreciation in hip hop, but we also want to put appreciation in broadcasting. So without further ado, I want to give a shout out to my boy over at the Weed Feed Podcast. That's the Weed Feed Podcast. It's not completely about weed. It's actually talking about the business side of weed. So go ahead, boy, get your money. We see you over at the Weed Feed Podcast. This your boy CG over at Homage Hip Hop Poetry. Thank you. We see you. And guess what? We appreciate you. Keep doing your thing.
How you doing out there, family? Want to give you a holler and shout out there, especially to those folks out there that know that I do this on a regular basis. And I haven't been, you know, kind of regular, but I'm trying to get back regular. You know how we do. And so I just want to shout out to all those family out there that, you know, listen to me and every podcast from the time that I've started way back on Facebook. Way back, you know, on social media. I appreciate you following me all the way up to this time and period. You know, I've been doing this now. If you've been following me, I've been doing this ever since about 2011, somewhere in there. I started off with voiceovers. I got my own website, www.bforrealvoiceovers.com, which is my site that I offer anyone that want to use my voice for whatever reason. We can do that, negotiate prices and stuff like that. So I just want you guys to know, if you can afford it, throw me a few pennies. You can help me out. I'm trying my best to try to be my own self-businessman. And one of the things my wife always told me before she died is, John, you know, if you don't do nothing else, use your voice to be heard, and also use your voice in terms of your voiceovers. Don't depend on others. Like the voiceover world has a way that, you know, you got to work your way into it and, you know, get yourself all groomed up and their mannerism and being able to speak like a white person instead of a black person, or the person that you are. You know, they want you to speak white or right, you know, according to their standards and things. And I don't have time at my age, you know, to go back and learn linguistics and learn English language all over again. I learned it from, you know, the way I grew up and from the, you know, my way of life and my way of understanding it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I have women in my life that, you know, they'll hear me pronounce words and they'll straighten me out, and I'll be like, hey, you understood what I said because you repeated the word that, you know, you knew I was saying. So, you know, it's all good. But I love, like I said, being in a world where I can be me and do me. And so this is what I love about the platform with Anchor. Anchor is an excellent platform to do you and be yourself. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, in the future I'm going to be doing some storytelling, and I haven't quite got to that point, but I am going to get to that point where I'm going to do some short little storytelling things. But one of the things I want to share with you today is, and I know that a lot more people are using online, going online, using online for various different things, maybe paying their bills and, you know, having relationships and maybe chatting with people that they know and family and members and different things like this. Well, since my wife died in 2016, you know, there hasn't been the opportunities and to go out to bars or to go out to clubs or to go out to social events and, you know, on a regular basis where you can meet people or meet another person or another woman and different things like this. So if you're like me, you don't particularly like bars, or women that may you may meet in a bar, or someone that you may meet in a shopping mall or something like that, then, you know, the need to meet someone becomes greater than ever before. And I think the internet has somewhat tried to address that. In the internet, there's many, or let's say multiple, dating sites that you can choose from, and everybody's got their own experience, and they'll probably give you a, you know, some choice that they've either experienced, or some idea that, you know, or some, they'll give you a reference of some place, you know, like you got anything from, I think off the top of my head, I think one of the top places that I kind of like, but didn't really get too much into. There's a lot of sites out there, let's just put it that way. And depending on your experience, you know, the people that you meet out there are either in town or out of town, most time out of town, somewhere far, you know, away. Those are going to be the best relationships that you form. They're going to be the ones that are going to be the more aggressive ones, versus the ones that live right close by you. It seems they're going to even have more. They're going to want you to have cash for their transportation. I mean, this is what I've encountered. They're going to want you to have cash for their entertainment. I mean, not for their entertainment so much, just for their transportation, just to get from wherever they're at to you. Here it is. You don't know someone, and they're expecting you to send them transportation money. That's a part of getting to know them. That's a part of getting acquainted. Well, me, red flags go up immediately, because if I have to send you money and me and you meet online and we have a attraction to one another and we talk mind to mind and we decide that, you know, we want to meet each other. First of all, I don't like talking to women outside of the state of Florida, because to me it's a waste of my time, because number one, I don't have money to pay no one's airfare from whatever state they may be in America to Florida. And a lot of women do want to come to Florida, you know what I mean, just because it is a tropical place to be. You know, it's a nice summery place the majority of the time. The worst that you got to worry about is rain, you know. So you know, I just say that you have to be on guard when you have a relationship online and someone thinks that you should pay their way. If you meet someone and they really attracted to you and they really like you and they got something going for themselves, they're going to be able to at least take a credit card and invest, make an investment on that credit card, and, you know, get a one-way ticket to come see you. And if a woman ain't willing to do that, or she thinks that you need to send her the money so that she can buy the ticket, in my opinion, there's something wrong with that. That any man would meet a woman online, in most cases you've never saw her, you know, either video wise or anything like that, and you don't really even know, except for what she's sending you in a photo, that she's a woman. Because you have a lot of men, and particularly gamey foreigner men, that play American men and their capacity to want love online. So, I mean, you got all kinds of people out there, groups of people, and different jerks behind the scenes that's just jerking your chain. And I've been out here, like I said, since 2016. I don't go to bars. I'm not looking for a woman in a bar. You know, maybe if I'm out on a shopping mall, occasionally I might see someone attractive. But then that's iffy, because You never know if she's someone else's female partner or someone else's male partner, or she just don't want to be bothered. You know, there's so many different situations. Well, when I'm online, a lot of times, you know, there's women that you meet online all the time that are looking for men. And so, and there's a number of dating sites, like I said, that are out here. I mean, any one of them, you can pick and choose to go to. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of names for them and all kinds of stuff. But no matter what, whether it's a site, eHarmony, Match.com, or one of those stereotypical sites, you know, Zeus, Z-O-O-S, like Sugar K, Zeus. That's one of the sites I've used quite a bit. They got other ones, Tinder. It's a lot of them are overrated. You can say what you want. Zeus is, depending on where you're from, you know, can be a good one. eHarmony, Match.com, those places I would never use. Anytime you got to pay for a membership and all that, the senior dating sites, all those Christian dating sites, all those ones that are showing online, they all basically are traps to get money out your pocket. If anyone's sincerely interested in you, they don't need an organization to hide behind to have a membership within, especially a sincere woman and a sincere man. They're going to be out here online like the rest of us fishing, you know, like the real fishermen in life, whether they're men or women. If you know how it is, you know, to find the real people, you got to go where the real people go. And real people don't go to eHarmony or Match.com. Those are generally fake people, someone that's looking for someone or a handout, okay? And they're just, you know, taking whatever they're getting. A lot of times they're the, you know, stereotypical type of people, traditional type of people that, you know, they play the game out here. A lot of men play the game. There's a lot of men out here that play women. There's a lot of women out here that play the men. There's a lot of women that will ask men, will tell men that they love them. They're attractive. You got your picture out here, and then that all of them want to see your picture anyway. And they meet you, and they say they love you automatically. I mean, you ain't even met them, and they love you just by looking at your picture. You're beautiful. You're handsome. And then from there, you know, a lot of the women, just because you have a talking, dating type of relationship with them, and you get to talking to them for as minimum time as a day, they're in love with you. They want to marry you, you know, and everything like this here. So I don't know about you, but when a woman starts telling me that she loves me and she wants to marry me and all that, and I ain't been talking to her but about 2 minutes, I got a problem with that. Now, you know, and a lot of women, I will tell them straight, but a lot of women, I will let them see. I will follow their lead and see where they take me. I have a lot of women that say that they like me online. Lots of women. I probably got a woman or two or three. Matter of fact, I got about five women per month or more that I meet on a regular basis that call, that text constantly, trying to find out more about me and tell me that they're in love with me. And actually, I mean, there are so many women that I have eliminated over hundreds of women on Hangouts. Hundreds of women on all the different sites that you can think of. I mean, all the sites that I've ever been to that include, you know, signing up, being with a woman, that kind of thing, like Zeus. I can't think of how many women there that I've no matter what city I went to, and I met women in those cities, I've simply just eliminated most of them, because the majority of those women will set up profiles designed to get a man, tell him that they love him, and then have you send them money on your credit card or send them cash on Cash App. Now, Cash App is huge for it. I would suggest no man to send a woman no money through Cash App. I mean, that's your thing if that's where you do, whether you meet women online, whether you're getting sex online, or whatever you're doing. Just remember, the moment you send it, you lose it. And there's no insurance that, you know, once you send in women your money out there, that you can call your bank and your bank is going to give it back to you. So you got to be very cautious. There's a lot of ripoffs online, lots of ripoff, especially women promising sex, especially women that will ask you to send them money and they're telling you that they love you and they're sending you the pictures. You know, a lot of men are online asking women for nudes, you know, freak-ass men asking women for nudes, and you got women out there that will send nudes, and you got women that feel offended that you're going to ask them to send their naked body and you don't even know them. So they got a lot of that going on out there, and a lot of women are offended one way or the other. You know, and they got various different places that people go hang out and kick it and talk. Google Hangouts is one of the places that a lot of women use to talk to men, have conversations, you know, privately and different things like that. There's a lot of platforms that women use where you can, of course, you know, Instagram is one of the biggest ones. Facebook is another one. But a lot of these women that you meet, whether you meet them on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever platform that you may meet them on, a lot of them will say, hey, you know, let's go hang out on Hangout or WhatsApp. You know, one of them, they'll get you WhatsApp or Hangouts are the two biggest ones that are out there. They got some newer ones, you know, where, you know, a little bit more private. You know, everyone's trying to have a VPN that, you know, couples can go, and they got some fancy ones out there. I can't think of, there's another one. I can't think of it right off the bat, but these are dating VPNs that you can go to and meet people and talk to them, you know, where you ain't got to talk on the phone or use text. And, so yeah. And, you know, people are using these on a regular basis, talking to each other, and, you know, on a regular basis. And I have people who virtually, that's all they want to do. You know, hey, meet me on Hangout. Hey, meet me on Hangouts. Hey, meet me on Hangout. You know, I get mad at you. You know, sometimes I don't want to be bothered with Hangouts. You know what I mean? And I just don't go. I just don't answer my phone. And then you have people calling you saying, hey, where you at? Where you at? You know, which I don't know. I mean, you know, there's dating sites, there's Hangouts. Okay. I would rather meet someone in person than to have someone that I text and hang out with. Okay. There's some people that would rather text you or have a pen pal relationship with you before they're willing to actually see you in person. To me, I would rather have a friendly, great time with someone in person, and it kind of be a little awkward at first, than, you know, being online, meeting someone, and you never really go anywhere. Because generally, you get pretty bored with talking with someone online, and you never actually see that person, even though you know, the person might be beautiful, you know, the intoxication of a relationship can happen two ways. You can fall in love with someone online and really love them. I mean, really love them with your heart, providing that, you know, y'all are mentally and emotionally supporting each other and sending each other a lot of letters and doing, you know, talking to each other on the phone and, you know, sending pictures to each other and, you know, every day and different things like that. You can establish easily an emotional relationship with someone, you know, long distance. Nine times out of 10, you don't have all those elements. Nine times out of 10, a person does not have the ability to where you can see them on the phone. Okay. They don't have the ability where you can see them video. Nine times out of 10, it's by text. And I've seen it all kinds of ways. And I don't have time for a pen pal. And I don't have time for someone. All they want to do is have me hung up on Hangouts or one of them sites where you just, you know, constantly texting each other and you're never seeing each other. And then a woman, when the relationship do get tight enough where, you know, she says she wants to be with you and she talking, telling you every day, baby, I want to be with you. I want to see you. Well, you know, she think that you're supposed to send her a ticket. I have a problem with that. Because if a woman can't afford her own ticket to come see me one way, I don't care where you're at in the United States. If you like me and you're talking about you like me, and please believe me, I have women in every place almost in the United States. New Jersey, Chicago, New York, especially New York. And I mean, all the little towns, all the little states surrounding Florida, from Atlanta to Kentucky. Oh, Louisville, Kentucky. Oh my God, Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, I had all kinds of women, Lexington, all over all these little states, been in contact with women who say that they love me, want to be with me. And different things like this here, but they want me to either come pick them up, come to their town, or either send them the money so they can come see me. And one way or the other, I've always declined. And you wouldn't believe. I mean, you just really wouldn't believe. I have a beautiful woman right now. She's the most beautiful woman in the whole wide universe. And I'm praying in a few days or so that I'm going to have an opportunity to at least see her. I've only had a glimpse of her. Me and her seeing each other, actually. And we've been in contact ever since. And so I'm praying that she, of all, will come true. And if that, why, that's going to probably be my last straw at an online relationship. And I wouldn't recommend to anyone the tortures that I've been through since 2016. And I ain't gonna lie that I have sent money to women online because I was naive, you know, and I ain't no cheapskate when it comes to a woman. If you like a woman, you really like her, you know what I mean? If you can help her, you're gonna send money. And I have, and women know if they listen to this, that I have been very fair. I mean, not like no trick, but I have dipped into my pocket, even though I didn't have it, and sent women money, you know, thinking that I was going to try to help them and different stuff like that. But I would say to many men, I don't care how much money you got or how much money you don't have, and you're attracted to some girl out there, and she wants you to send her transportation to come see her, don't do it. I would say don't do it, because if it's up to you to send her money and she really talking about she want to be with you, she should find a way. And there is a way for a woman to earn money, especially, you know, for transportation, one way to see you. And if she can't, and if she ain't willing to do that, and then, you know, then you ain't that valuable to her. And that's the way I look at it. Women talk that shit to me all day about they love me, you know, how much they dream about me, how much they want to be with me, and all this and all that, you know what I mean? But words is words. Actions is what I go by. And if a woman can't show me actions, I'm entertained by words and her saying things to stroke my ego. But I'm not a fool. And I don't go for how much she tells me she loves me. And I might say to her, I love her back. But I ain't a fool. Okay? Sometimes you just go along with things just to kind of see where somebody's going to go. If they're going to do something different than the next person, or if it's going to be the same common denominator. In most cases, it's the same common denominator in a relationship online. And so I am basically saying to you, one of many podcasts that I'm going to do online, I'm going to try to get a girl or so online with me to kind of give her point of view. And I'm going to give my point of view on what our relationship has been, to kind of let you know there's some real people, you know, behind this that I actually deal with, and try to see if I can get them to give their point of view and I give mine. And so, yeah, this is going to be one of many episodes, podcasts, where I'm going to talk about relationships online, my own personal relationships. Since my wife died June 2016, I've been virtually online talking to many women, and I mean many women. And in many cases, according to my daughter, they're bots. They're not even women. They could be men playing like they women, all kinds of things going on. But there's a lot of different women you can meet on Instagram. There's a lot of women also that will see you online. They'll reach out to you and different things like that, different ways. But nevertheless, you have to be cautious, because there are women out there that do ask you for money. You never know where they're coming from or what they're about. I have been fortunate to meet some beautiful women out here online establish some good talking relationships, but I haven't met one yet that's knocked on my door. I mean, I've had a lot that promised and talked about love, and you know, they're good at articulating love, but none of them have I met are good at fulfilling, like knocking on my door, us walking in the park, you know, actually getting to know each other, going to a restaurant face to face. I haven't. Now, there was one girl that I did meet, and we did have somewhat of that type of relationship, or two or three, but this never panned out to really be anything permanent. So I would say, yes, there has been, you know, since 2016, at least I'll say two or three women that I have met, had some type of relationship with, not nothing really serious. I mean, we may have wanted it to be, but it just didn't happen. But other than that, I've been virtually just standing my ground with being single, because I refuse to allow myself to be with a woman that, first of all, is not independent, don't have anything that she can offer me. She basically is dependent, looking for me to take care of her. That's the first thing that you hear out of most gold diggers. Well, I'm looking for a man to take care of me. Well, you just keep on looking, you know what I mean? And then I go by 2 years later, that same woman standing on the same corner. You still waiting on somebody to come take care of you? You know what I mean? There's a lot of that out here. Most women want you, are looking for a man that's going to take care of them. I ain't looking for a woman to take care of me. And I'm looking for no woman that think I'm going to take care of her. She better be independent enough to take care of goddamn self. Okay, just like me. and together we can work it out independently. But I definitely don't want no woman that is dependent on a man. I want a woman that's independent and that's real and got something going for herself. So, yeah, we're going to keep on having these episodes. This is the first of many relationships online, on the internet. How is it working for you? You know, how are you meeting women out there? Are you sending money to women out there? Or women sending? Are you sending money to men out there? Men sending money to you? Be cautious. That's the way we meet each other these days, believe it or not. And if you got something going out there, share it. You know, we'll be having other episodes where you can actually interact and call. This is one of many. We'll be right back.